The head of the EU election observation team, Fiona Hall, says voting has been taking place without major problems. Hall adds voters in the capital were patient even when they had to wait for dwindling or late arriving supplies. For the first time, poll workers in Togo verified each ballot cast with an official stamp to help prevent fraud.
Some very long queues because the members of the polling stations are waiting for some extra stickers to arrive. They have a certain shortage of stickers at the moment, and so there's a little delay in the process.
Despite long lines, voters in Lomé say Sunday's poll was better than previous ones. Ever since Togo introduced multi-party elections in 1993, voting has been marred by violence and accusations of fraud.
It has never happened before. So seeing this kind of thing, and very peacefully, nobody fights each other, no fighting, nothing. So I'm very happy. It will bring a lot of change. It's very good.
The 2005 election that officially installed President Faure Gnassingbé ended in deadly security crackdowns against the opposition that sent tens of thousands fleeing. Last year, Mr. Gnassingbé signed a reconciliation agreement with the opposition and assigned two opposition leaders to ministerial positions. Sunday's poll is the first real test for the ruling party, which has held power for almost four decades without being challenged by all the major opposition parties in an election. President Gnassingbé has said he believes in the fairness of Sunday's vote and will respect the results. This was the first campaign in 17 years for longtime exiled leader Gilchrist Olympio of Union of Forces for Change, or UFC. He fell ill before Sunday's poll opened and was flown to neighboring Ghana. But UFC supporters still lined up to vote.
Oh, you don't know. I am very, very, very glad because after 17 years, we are all tired. We are tired. We want that this problem will be solved and our business can move.
If declared transparent, Sunday's election may unlock millions in much-needed donor dollars. The European Union froze aid in 1993 because of, among other problems, Togo's poor human rights record. More than 2,000 candidates from 32 parties are competing for 81 positions. The National Electoral Commission has said results will be available within days. The European Union provided almost $20 million to conduct Sunday's election. With close to 3 million registered voters, Togo's election costs about $6 per vote. In a 2006 UN study of election costs for countries transitioning to democratic rule, this falls within the average of $4 to $8 per vote. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.